Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Are We Jesus People?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. The Gospel of the Lord. So what does Jesus mean by people who might deny him? We acknowledge Jesus. Yes, I believe Jesus is the true Son of God. Do we ever get a chance to deny him? What does that mean? Does that mean we're about to be martyred or something? I think that to acknowledge Jesus means to acknowledge all his teaching. It means to acknowledge his whole thing. And that teaching in a nutshell, I think, is found in the Sermon on the Mount. And the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Luke gives it really well in a nutshell. Okay, here it is. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them. Then your reward will be great. And St. Teresa, the great St. Teresa, the great teacher of prayer, says just about the same thing. She talks about people who love to pray and they want to experience nice, wonderful, sweet feelings when they're praying, and they think everything about living the Christian life is contained in that. But this is what she says. Listen to this. She's talking to her sisters. Oh, sisters, how clearly it can be seen what love of your neighbor really means to some of you, and what an imperfect stage it has reached in others. When I think of them afraid to indulge in a moment's thought, lest you should lose the slightest degree of tenderness and devotion in prayer, I realize how little you understand the road to union with God. They think the whole thing consists in feeling good about prayer. She goes on, but no, sisters, no. What the Lord desires is works. If you see a sick woman to whom you can give some help, never be affected by the fear that your devotion will suffer but take pity on her. If she is in pain, you should feel pain too. If necessary, fast, so that she may have your food. Not so much for her sake as because you know it to be Jesus' will. This is true union with Jesus. Again, if you hear someone being highly praised, be much more pleased than if they were praising you. When we see a fault in someone, we should be as sorry about it as if it were our own and try to conceal it from others. So ask our Lord to grant you this perfect love for your neighbor. And he will give you more even than you can desire. You must do violence to your own will so that your sister's will is done in everything, even though this may cause you to forget your own good in your concern for hers. If the opportunity presents itself, try to shoulder some trial in order to relieve your neighbor of it. Do not suppose it will cost you nothing, but think what the love which Jesus had for us when he died such a grievous death for us. So that is what Jesus looks for in his friends. This is what he looks for in us. And when we arrive at the pearly gates, I think it is quite easy to imagine that if we arrive there without a whole backup of neighbors that we have helped, Jesus will deny us. He will say, "I am sorry. I am sorry. I do not know you." But if we arrive there with a whole lot of baggage of little people, friends and neighbors, whom we have consistently loved and helped, remember what Teresa says, what the Lord desires is works. If we arrive there, Jesus will say, "Welcome, friends. You are mine. You are Jesus' people. Come on in." God bless you.